Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, it is Friday morning. I've been telling you where we have been broadcasting this morning. We are actually on the Walker Brothers boat, the Gale Ann. It's a beautiful boat, and it shields us from the wind because it is breezy outside. We're along the Black River in downtown Port Huron, across from St. Clair County Community College, right by the pavilion where the SC4 band plays its summer concerts, as directed by Eric Senkmajor, who joins us right now. Hi, Eric.
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great.
We can talk. I definitely want to talk about SC4. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that this is your first year in I don't know how many that the school year started without you as a band director at Port Huron Northern.
It is. It's quite a change. My wife is still a teacher, and she went back to school. I'm staying pretty busy.
I bet
you
are.
But it's a different kind of busy.
Yeah.
So I get to pick and choose my busy rather than having to follow the script that I've been following for 33 years.
33 years,
yeah.
As a band director, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it goes by in a blink of an eye. I still talk to my high school band director on a regular basis,
yeah.
And some days it doesn't feel like either of us has aged.
I get that totally. You have, for the last many years, been the director of the SC4 band as well, and you're still doing that, right?
Yeah, this will be year number 13 for me. 13? Yeah, I think year number 13 for me.
Tell us about the SC4 band, because it's not just students at the community college, is it?
Well, the nice thing about it is that people from all over the community and neighboring communities, all different ages, from about junior in high school on up to, you know, well into their 80s, get to play side by side, and people get to share their experiences. It's just people that love to play. Yeah, we do have a handful of local music teachers, but the vast majority of it is just people who loved to play their instruments and love the experience of doing things together.
Some that have played from high school all the way on, and others that put away their instrument after high school and then maybe years later got it back out to play at SC4.
Exactly. We even had people who learned to play instruments late in life and got pretty competent at it and were wanting to pick it up. My wife never played an instrument before, and now she's playing in the band with us. And we've got people who quite literally have been playing their instruments for 70 years, sitting next to kids who've been playing for 5 years. It's just great fun.
Now that we're into the fall season, Labor Day is over, it's back to school time, that means that the SC4 band is probably getting ready for its next concert, right?
Our first concert is going to be Saturday, October 18th. We had our first rehearsal on Wednesday night. We rehearse Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. in the Fine Arts Building. And we had our first rehearsal the other night and just had a room full of people, lots of nice smiling returning faces, and we had quite a number of new faces in there too, which is always fun to bring some new people on board.
What kind of music are you working on?
The theme for this fall concert is going to be motion, so things that evoke motions like dances, things that have speeds in their title, and so it may be a little bit of a cheat, but trying to figure out what to program for each performance when you've been doing it for for I don't know how many hundreds of concerts over
yeah.
33 years, it helps to have a theme, because then it can focus the music that I'm choosing. So, this fall it's going to be motion.
If there is somebody who plays an instrument or wants to play an instrument, wants to get involved with the SC4 band, what do they need to do?
They can reach out to me on Facebook. If you search on Facebook for SC4 bands and send a message through there, you can reach me through there. You can also reach me by email through the college. I will try to spell it real fast, EJSENKMAJER at sc4.edu, but just look for us through Facebook and reach out to us, and you're still welcome to join. If you are not feeling so sure about your playing ability yet. There are other opportunities to play in the community. The New Horizons Band, which takes place in the Port Huron Music Center building, mm-hmm. right at the end of the highway there. And so there are lots of great opportunities for people to pick up instruments and get back to band.
That sounds like fun.
It is. It's, again, it's something you can do for the rest of your life. You never had a tuba player had to give it up because they blew out a knee. So it's come out and enjoy an evening with us Wednesday nights.
And when is the fall concert? It's October?
It's Saturday, October 18th.
In the Fine Arts Center?
Fine Arts Building, yep, and 7 p.m. in October, and I may come back and if you'll let me and talk about the concert a few days beforehand.
Please do. I probably won't be on a boat. But I would like to be. This isn't a bad place.
Quite a studio upgrade. Very cozy. the waiting room's a little cooler than back at the studio.
But yeah, Mark and Hale may have to drag me off of here at 10 o'clock. But regardless, we'll stay. Eric, great to see you. Congratulations on your semi-retirement.
Thanks.
And have a great season at SC4. Eric Sankmajor with us from the SC4 band on WPHM as we broadcast from Boat the Blue, which is this weekend, the Antique and Classic Boat Show. News is coming up next at 8 o'clock right here on 1380 WPHM.